you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, whether you're a mother or not. Have a great day, especially the mothers, though. Logan's mother, Judy, is in Dallas, and I don't know what she's got planned today, but we'll get together and do something. I was gardening all day yesterday, and I didn't get finished, so I've got to do a little bit of that more today, but then other activities will come along. We'll talk gardening today. If you can take a little time to be with us, that'd be great. Give us a call or just hang in there and listen to the goings on, a few new things in the news to talk about, and our usual subject matter that we always talk about, natural organic approach to gardening, landscaping, farming, ranching, pest control, compost making, and all that kind of thing. There's always something new. The world is coming our way. There's no question about it. We're still very much in the minority because the chemical fertilizers and pesticides and all still dominate because that's what's taught in the universities. But boy, there's just more and more in the news that indicates that people are coming our direction. Even the biggest companies are making some changes and looking at other changes to come up with products that are less toxic and don't hurt the life in the soil and be dangerous for animals and people and all that kind of thing. There's a new one. I've had this. I guess Doug gave me this some time ago, and it got buried in all my stuff to cover on the show. But apparently there is some new research showing something pretty exciting about mosquito control. There's new research that shows that cinnamon oil is an environmentally friendly pesticide. It will kill mosquito larvae. So I guess they're saying that cinnamon used like BTI in water is effective. But the other thing that may even be a bigger deal is it says it also appears that cinnamon oil makes a good repellent. And that doesn't surprise me because cinnamon really works well against ants. They can't stand the stuff. And so apparently mosquitoes are in the same category. The overall mosquito thing that we're recommending this year, I'm trying to get away a little bit, if not a lot, from using anything that kills to spray in the garden. Of course, I've been opposed to pyrethrum and pyrethroids and, you know, all that collection of toxic materials for a long time, because those products, even though they're marketed as organic tools made from chrysanthemums, you know, the painted daisy, and that's true, but there's a couple of problems with that. Just because it's made from a plant, a natural material, that doesn't mean it doesn't have some nasty side effects or direct effects. And one of the things that the pyrethrum, a natural pyrethrum and the synthetic pyrethroids both do, is affect people with allergies, makes the allergies worse, creates allergy problems in some cases, and is particularly hard on people with asthma, and especially children. So none of those things we recommend. Some of you, and we have new listeners we know across the country every week, and that's probably something that I need to do, is cover some of the basic points like that that are the surprise recommendations from me, because some people think that these pyrethrum things are okay in an organic program, and they're not at all. I think they're as toxic as the chemicals, maybe worse in some cases. But now I'm even backing away from the essential oils to be sprayed on any kind of a regular basis, at least to some degree. There's a lot of research going on, and there's people, and there's some great products out there, and people doing a lot of things with various essential oils. But the thing that I'm concerned about is killing beneficial insects on the site, especially if they're sprayed on a regular basis, you know, every day, misting systems and other kind of things. And I know that they'll be detrimental to beneficials to some degree, and so we're going to look at that a little bit harder. What I'm trying this year is a little bit of a different program, and that is to use alternating sprays on property for the control of mosquitoes that are just repellents. They don't kill, and alternate them because the mosquitoes get used to stuff. They can change their metabolism. They can change their life cycles, the length of time that the different phases of their life cycles work. And they're just very adaptable. They're remarkable creatures. So doing something that keeps them confused is what we're looking at. In other words, one time spray the BTI, and there's all kinds of evidence that the BTI may be the best tool of all, not only to put in water, set up these traps like we've talked about. I've got water standing and stagnant water in containers in two places on purpose, and I put BTI in there and create traps. I actually want to encourage the mosquitoes to come in and enter the water, and when they go from larvae to adults, the BTI kills them very effectively. And so that's still part of the program. And then spraying the liquid BTI on the site gets all the little micro breeding spots, you know, all the tiny little places of moisture where mosquitoes can get started. And it can happen in very small places. And when you spray BTI and get it all over, you really do a good job of knocking back the populations. Not controlling them. We're never going to get rid of them. We're never going to totally control them. It's just not going to happen. You can go out there and spray Dursban and DDT and Chlordane every day, and you're not going to control them all. It's just not going to. They'll adapt to it and get around it somehow and still be there to a degree. Plus, your place will glow in the dark, and you'll be sick. So that's not a good way to go. So what we're looking at is spraying BTI one time, the next time something that's a repellent like cedar oil. The cedar flakes and the cedar oil on the site really show some promise in helping control a lot of things. And then the third one is garlic. Those are the three I'm looking at using in an alternating way this year, and the traps of BTI. But this cinnamon oil sounds very, very interesting. Obviously, it's easy to get a hold of. I want to look right away. Judy is going to be a great test for this because, you know, some people attract mosquitoes tremendously and others don't. Mosquitoes rarely bite me. They do some, and I never develop welts or have much reaction to them, but generally they stay away from me. Judy's just the opposite. They really come after an attacker, and that's the case with a lot of people. People either have a problem with mosquitoes big time or they don't. So she'll be a good one, a good test subject to see if this cinnamon oil, and of course it'd be a nice smelling thing anyway, see if it works. So give it a try out there and certainly let us know what you think about that idea. Got some good news from last week. Trevor was adopted. Carly was last week. She's still waiting for a home, but Trevor was the one that was called Trouble to begin with, and it's the funniest looking little dog. I'm delighted that he got adopted. He was definitely adopted. This week's pet, and we were going to go down and see this girl, but ran out of time, didn't get it worked in. So I hope maybe today, Will, if you go down and see her, maybe we'll run into you down there. She is one that I think would be a great find for anybody. Chiquita, 5-year-old, 49-pound beagle mix. Her coat's mostly white with splotches of black and brown, including the mask on her face. She's full of life. Previous owner could no longer afford to take care of her. Says she's super sweet, loving, outgoing, makes friends easily, likes all sorts of things, happy-go-lucky, likes to play, learn tricks. Let's see if it says anything about other dogs. It doesn't say that. It just says that she'll put a smile on your face. So check out Chiquita on our website, dirtdoctor.com. You can see her smiling face. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk gardening. Give me a call at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. We'll get into a few other news things right after this. Don't go away.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
A smooth flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Black Cow, the machine. but you're a manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, Mary Rose and the birds both very impatient for me to get back in here. But here we are. One quick thing I wanted to tell you, and then we'll go catch up on the phone calls real quick. There's some interesting news. I talked to Bob Webster about this on his show in San Antonio yesterday. Costco is doing something very interesting. I may have mentioned this to you, but it's worth a second mention if I did, and I forgot that I did. Costco is really getting into selling organic produce, organic fruits and vegetables and things like that in the store. Apparently, I don't go, there's not one near us, so we don't go to Costco very often, but apparently they're really trying to get into it, and there's a supply and demand problem. They can't find enough stuff to buy. So what they have done is they've initiated a program where they will actually loan money to people wanting to go into organic production and local farming in areas of their stores. So those of you that have been looking at doing something like that, or you're already doing it, you might want to look into that program over at Costco. That's a pretty cool thing for sure. I will, I don't have it ready yet, but I will put, we'll get at some point during the show today, a new contest photograph put on Instagram for people to win one of the courses. We have the Natural Organic Certification course now that Texas Organic Research Center has produced and provides. And it's a 15-chapter course. You have to take it a chapter at a time, pass each chapter 100% to become certified in the natural organic program. I teach it. I do the thing. And it comes with not only the video of me showing the photographs and explaining how everything works, and the bad stuff, too, and why you don't want to do the bad stuff. In other words, we explain how you stop doing what we don't recommend, the chemical approach, and what are the worst parts of that and why they're bad, and, you know, all that detail. And then we go into, okay, what do you do to go the other direction and become natural organic? And one of the main points I make throughout the course that is the most important to me, and it's a little different. Some organic people don't take this approach, but I do. The main reason is not that it's environmentally friendly or that it's touchy-feely and, you know, a better thing to do from that standpoint. It is, but that's not the main reason I recommend it. The main reason I recommend it is it works better in every way if you do it right. And through the years, we've developed programs. It's evolved all over the place because in the beginning, we were kind of making up things because there is no place to learn it other than from friends and books that have been written. No school teaches the natural organic approach. I'm sure that will change. That's one of the main reasons that we did this thing. But when we first started, we were doing making some recommendations and doing organic techniques that worked pretty well, but not all that great. And it was a little bit of a pricing problem. The products weren't available. The ones that were available weren't all that great. They hadn't been researched and thought out all that well. Well, that started changing really quickly, and it's continuing to change a whole lot. There's all kinds of new products that are continuing to come out, and bigger companies looking into it and trying to get on board and all that kind of thing. But the long and the short of it is that the program that we recommend has become simpler and simpler and simpler. And as a result, it's more cost effective. One of the things that Bob and I were talking about yesterday, he's having more and more his listeners call him and say that they have tried the Garrett juice. Now, they've heard us talking about Garrett juice, making your own or going the commercial route, either one, for some time. And they're starting to try it more and more. And the one comment that continues to come in is that nobody has ever seen a product or a technique bring plants into bud and flower as well as the Garrett juice mixture does. I'm going to do one of our newsletters, I think, one of the upcoming newsletters about the kind of the whole story of Garrett juice, the evolution of it, and what the different versions currently are, and you know how to make it, of course. We always give the formula out. And you can get the commercial products. There's three or four of them if you don't want to go that route. But one of the things that I'm kicking around adding to it that I just kind of stumbled into answering a Dallas Morning News question this week, somebody asked me what you could put in the Garrett juice formula to substitute for seaweed. And I started writing saying nothing. Nothing does exactly what seaweed does because it has these cytokinins and it's just a tremendous growth regulator and the trace minerals and everything. And then as I was writing the thing, I got to thinking about another product that might be a semi-substitute, and that is alfalfa. Soaking alfalfa in water, about a cup in a five-gallon bucket of water, kind of like you would do a cornmeal, make a cornmeal tea, and strain that out and put that into the Garrett juice mixture as a substitute for seaweed. And then I got to thinking, well, it might be good to put them both in there. So those of you that have a commercial Garrett juice, or if you make your own and you want to try something that might be pretty incredible, incredible addition, is a little alfalfa tea to the mix. Because alfalfa has a growth regulator called tricontinol, does something completely different. More on that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book store or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And what I was thinking about six different things at once, and I didn't finish my original thought about the class. We'll have a picture up later in the show, or right after the show if we don't get around to it. It'll be in Instagram on DirtDoctor.com, and it'll be an identification situation, identifying the photograph. First person to do it will win one of the courses. The course is the regular price is $195. There are discounts for people in the business that want to have several employees take the test. And, you know, for other people, depending on what, you know, school or whatever the situation is, you can inquire about the different deals that are there. There's a second price that also gets you the ability to follow up with telephone calls and emails and questions and clarification that additional information than what's in the test. Oh, and by the way, besides the video, you get a study guide that's a 25-page document, and it is the details, the outline and the details, and a lot of the questions that are on the test are covered in that, so it functions as kind of a cheat sheet. But we'll give one away for free with a little identification a little bit later on when I figure out what we're going to put on there. And then finishing real quickly, and I promise, right through the phones, the Garrot Juice Mixture, for people who are hearing that term for the first time, is a mixture, a liquid mixture that's a spray or a drench for the ground. that contains compost tea, apple cider vinegar, liquid molasses, and seaweed. Some versions have fish in it, liquid fish. Some versions, the ones that are called the Pro, the Plus has the fish in it. The Pro has some fish and also microorganisms, beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. So I don't know, maybe we'll get somebody to do a commercial version with the alfalfa added, but at home you can do it yourself, and I'd recommend it. It's probably going to be tough to do it commercially. Just dawned on me, because one of the things about alfalfa is that when you mix it in water and you let it sit, it's going to get more powerful as it sits, but it's also going to stink. It's kind of like corn, mixing corn into all the dry materials that we recommend. We've tried to put it together into a total mix, so you don't have to buy one thing and go put it out real simple and easy. Well, all of the ingredients that I recommend, compost, rock minerals, and the sugars, including dry molasses and all those things, you can mix all those together, and they can sit in a store, in a bag, or in a truck, be shipped and not create a problem. The minute you add cornmeal to it, it sets up an anaerobic odor that will run everybody in the neighborhood off. It's amazing how fast it does it and how powerful it does it. Alfalfa will do a kind of a similar thing when you make the tea and you let it sit around too long. So we may not be able to get it in a commercial version, but give it a try at home. Again, a cup of alfalfa meal in 5-gallon bucket of water, strain out the solids, and just add a cup of it to the Garrett juice mixture and see how it works for you. I think it's a good idea, if I do say so myself. Joy in Colorado Springs is first up this morning. Hi, Joyce.
Good morning. I have another new organic growing problem and question. How much shade is too much shade for eggplant and peppers? I have to move them this year because I'm having some remodeling done, and my ordinary place for the more shady plants can't be used this year. So I have a very small sliver between the wall of the big waterfall and my greenhouse, and it's very shady. Is that too much shade?
It's going to be too much shade for the eggplant, Joyce. Eggplant, okay. And tomatoes and squash and all those kind of things, the more full sun they get, the better. And the more shade they get, the more they're going to struggle. Pests are going to come in because of stress and all that. On the other hand, peppers can take almost full shade all day long. Now, they're going to produce slower. They'll set their fruit slower and have production a little bit later. But, I've grown habaneros in total shade all day, and it works pretty well. Everything from the little chili piquin all the way up through the hot peppers and into bell peppers. Peppers can take a half a day of shade or literally filtered light or pretty much a shady situation all day long. Probably the ideal condition for peppers is morning sun and afternoon shade, just like it is for a lot of the flowering plants that we use.
On the morning, this section, it's very rich soil because it was my fish burial grounds for a while.
Okay,
so
well, that's a good
one. Very rich soil. I've added all the other things you recommend, too, but it's not used right now, and I'd like to use it. I was told the eggplant needed to be in shade, too. This may, it'll have a little bit of filtered sun, and it may be in the morning. I think it probably will be coming up from the east, so that may work. I'll try it.
That'd be fine. You were told that eggplant needed shade?
Yes, I was.
Wow. Well, give it a try. Maybe there's something to that I'm not familiar with. Why don't you plant one or two in that situation, and you're in charge of that research for us, and let us know.
Okay. I wanted to have two other sidebars. One, I finally did find green sand at Rick's here in town.
Okay, good.
I could never get it up until this year. And the second thing, I wanted to give you an update on my, I have a property, a mountain property I don't live in. It's just an extra house at over 10,000 elevation. Uh-huh. I asked 2 years ago if I could have the landscaper up there plants. Some of my big, beautiful, they were anywhere from, oh, just a couple feet high to about 5.5 feet high into another place that fall. He didn't want to, but I insisted. I think they've all grown except one that somebody ran over.
Okay,
so they did great with a fall planting transplant.
And those were what kind of plants?
They're blue spruce.
Oh, the blue spruce. Oh, yeah, sure. They should do fine there.
And they are doing very well. He said, no, let's put them in the spring. And I said, no, I want to get them in with the winter snows and so forth.
There you go. Just
and
like we do down here in the South. That's great.
And so it really paid off. It's really good. I have one more guest comment. Yeah. I can't find the original Garrett stuff anywhere, not at Rick's and not at Ace. They all have the replaced because they get it from a different jobber. So I can't
find
yours.
The original Garrett juice?
Yeah, the original Garrett juice. I can't find it. They've all replaced it with something that they can get easier when they order.
Is it another Garrett juice or a completely different product?
It's a different product. They say it's the very same as Garrett juice.
What's the brand? What is it?
I'm on about 3 levels higher than where I have that stored.
Well, I was just curious. Whatever it is, just keep working on them that you want the real thing, and if they don't bring it in, you can make your own. Just get the ingredients and make your own. Email me what the brand is that they've done instead, and I'll give you some information about how you can convince them to get the Garrett juice back in.
I did tell Ace Hardware where I used to get all. In fact, I'm the one that got them to supply all your products and organic. I couldn't get Rick's to do anything, so now they have it too, other of your products, but not that, and neither does Ace. I did tell Ace 2 or 3 springs ago how to order yours, and I thought they called you, and I thought it was going to be in
first
there.
Of all, Joyce, we don't have any products. We don't sell any products at all, period.
No, but the ones you recommend.
The ones we recommend, but we can help them get the distributors. They can use the regular distributors that they use up there, though, to get just about anything that I talk about. I need to go and help some other people, but send me an email about what the product is they're recommending instead, and I'll give you a little ammunition for being able to turn it back around.
Good. Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Happy Mother's Day. Let's go to talk to our friend Garlic Mike, calling in early in the show. That's a first. What's going on, Mike?
Well, sir, got a little farmer's market to go attend today, so kind of go ahead and get my business wrapped up early.
All right, good.
Heard you talking about the cinnamon used as a mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
All right. I'm curious about how would you take a cinnamon oil and convert it into a topical application? And then I've also heard you talking about earlier using non-kill techniques, including garlic. How would I take my fresh-from-the-garden garlic, cure it, dry it? How would I process it into a spray I could use on my property without having to buy a commercial product?
Okay, that's an interesting question because I was just thinking about doing a newsletter about how to make garlic pepper tea because I haven't done that in a long time. I thought you would have known about that more than me.
Oh, the garlic pepper tea. Yeah, I know. I mean, with the blender, blend it up, strain it out.
It's basically the same thing, just leave the pepper out. Well, the formula that we've always recommended is 2 bulbs of garlic, entire bulbs, and 2 hot peppers, hotter the better. Blend them in a blender of 1/2 to 2/3 full of water, strain out the solids, and then add enough water to that to make a gallon, and that's your concentration of either garlic pepper tea or garlic oil by itself. And you can add more bulb. If you leave the pepper out, you can add another bulb or two of garlic and just make it stronger. You can use the bulbs. You can use the green part. You can use the residue after you've used the edible parts of the garlic. You can use any of the garlic pieces that you have left around. It's just not going to be quite as strong.
Well, but since we're growing it, we're going to have the whole plant. We can go ahead and blend it all into a pulp, and then use that. Now, I've learned from experience keeping that gallon jug in my refrigerator in the garage capped helps it stay a little bit longer. Otherwise, sometimes, not all of them, but some of them will swell on you. They'll swell and blow up.
Yeah, we've had somebody blow up in their utility room before. They were coming home, and they smell this real strong garlic smell, and they got home, and they had put it in glass with a tight lid, and it had literally exploded in the utility cabinet.
It blew the caps off my gallon milk jugs, and they were screw-on caps.
The other thing it'll do is it'll tend to, like you suggested there, it'll tend to lose its fragrance and its power. So I think keeping it in containers with loose-fitting lids in the refrigerator is absolutely the thing to do. And I probably, especially in your case, I would blend the whole garlic plant, leaves and all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Since we're growing it, we've got everything. Just grind it all into a pulp and spray it.
And to answer your question about how you prepare the cinnamon, mix it with water, I guess, or you could use some kind of oil. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
And, we got an open line. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478 on this Mother's Day Sunday. Let's see who is next up. Cindy, listening on WCPT in Woodstock, Illinois. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, hi, guys. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Howard, please.
Howard, I have a beautiful apple tree. The blooms are everywhere. Blossoming in my yard, and I want to be able to eat my apples without worms. So, can I spray the blossoms with something natural so I don't get worms?
Well, you don't want to spray when the blooms are on the apple tree, Cindy. That's the one time you do not want to spray. What you want to do is go to a couple things. On our website, we've got the organic fruit and pecan tree program, and it explains the whole process, probably an overkill of what you really need to do, but it talks about everything that if you want to do a full-blown program to do. And the spray...
What is it called? The fruit and pecan program?
Yeah, it's the organic fruit and pecan tree program. Okay. And the way you spray, and under our recommended program, is that you spray the first time, which you have missed in this case, but just for future reference, you spray the first time at pink bud, you know, when the buds are swelling, starting to show color, and then before they've opened. Then you skip the period of time when the flowers are on the tree, and then you spray the second time after the flowers have fallen and the leaves are starting to grow. If you do that and you do all the soil improvement things that we recommend with the various amendments and trace mineral products and all the things that are explained in the program, that will keep the worm problem, Plum curculio, down to an absolute minimum for you.
How is it too late to spray after the blossoms are gone?
No, not at all. Go ahead. And what we spray with, we don't spray with anything toxic. What we spray with is Garrett juice as the base.
Excellent.
And then add to that garlic. It may be, and that's another possible angle. Now, this would be a little bit risky because we haven't really tested this out yet, but this cinnamon idea that we've been talking about might even be able to be added to the Garrett juice mixture. But we know for sure if you spray Garrett juice and add garlic oil, which is available commercially if you don't want to make your own, it has a repelling factor, and it goes through the plant, and it really works tremendously to help keep the pests away.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Howard, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, the garlic is systemic. You know, there's this famous event that happened in a classroom. I talked about it, and then I think it was recommended to me by a teacher, and then I talked about it, and then I've had other teachers tell me that they tried it and had the same kind of results from it. They, in a class with smaller kids, they wanted to show, I think the original one was they wanted to show how chemicals would move through the body and use garlic as the way to explain it. But it all, and it does that, but it also, it explains how anything systemic would work. But it also explains how powerful garlic is functioning as a systemic. The teacher got the kids to put one clove of garlic down in their sock, of one sock, you know, one leg. And after about 10 minutes, some of them started, you know, tasting something a little funny in their mouth, and after 30 minutes, they were all just amazed at how effectively that garlic flavor and taste moved through the body. And yes, that is how systemic pesticides work, but it also shows how powerful the garlic is as well. Let's see, Joanne in Aubrey, Texas. Hello, Joanne.
Hi there, Dr. Garrett. Listen, I have a question. I discovered this yesterday. I've got a small growth of mint leaves, and I was using them for my iced tea. Went out this weekend and saw mothball-sized little foamy white, almost looks like sputum or spittle. As I said, mothball size, and I didn't touch it or anything or didn't bring it in and try and wash it off because I thought this is the strangest thing I've ever seen, and it wasn't on the mint plant before, and it's just kind of scattered through. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah.
Is it animals or bugs?
It could be one of two things, Joanne, and if you'll look on our website, I think we'll have both of them there. They're in the Texas Bug Book for sure. It could be spittle bug, and spittle bug is a pest that covers itself with this spittle-looking material, and it's a plant bug. It's a sap-sucking bug, and it does do a little bit of damage, not a whole lot. The other thing it could possibly be, and you can look on our website and in my Texas Bug Book to see if it's this one instead, there is a beneficial wasp called braconid, a little bitty wasp that actually stings and parasitizes and kills pests, worms. It could be that. Either it could be a beneficial or a pest. You'll just have to look it up and see which one it is, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And send us pictures of it if you can get a good picture, and maybe we can help identify it even more clearly. Appreciate the call very much. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We'll take a little break here and come back for hour number two. The number's 866-444-3478.